Well, in a book I wrote a while back called The Finding True Happiness, I talked about these four levels of happiness. And, you know, the kind of increase in pervasiveness, enduring, and endurance and depth as you kind of move up the scale of happiness. I mean, the first level of happiness is just, you know, pleasure and material possessions, stuff that comes to you from the outside, stuff that stimulates you from the outside, or aggrandizing yourself through possessions or things from the outside. Then you get to ego comparative happiness, which is, you know, you feel happy when you feel that you have comparative advantage, or you get some kind of ego fulfillment. You know, who's achieving more, who's achieving less, who's got more status, more popularity, less popularity, who's got more power, less power, who's got more control, less control, more intelligence, less intelligence, more athleticism, less athleticism, more beauty, less beauty. You get the point. It's always kind of an ego contest, and if you come out on top, you're happy. If you don't, you lose the chess game, you're not happy. For all intents and purposes, that's a second level. It's not altogether bad. Neither is the first level, when they are in their proper places. Third level of happiness comes when essentially we're contributive, right? We're making a difference to people beyond ourselves. Instead of wanting to aggrandize ourselves like level two, we want to move out of ourselves. We want to make a difference to somebody or something beyond ourselves. And when we get into it, we want to make an optimal positive difference to our families, to our friends, to our communities, to the organizations with which we work, to our church, to the kingdom of God. And if we're so lucky, maybe even to the culture, to the society. But what we want to do is optimize the positive difference we can make with our lives. And when we're doing that, we're happy. It's a very different feeling of happiness than ego comparative happiness, which is kind of an ego boost, right? It's a boost because I know that my life is making a difference to the world around me. The world is better off for my having lived. The kingdom of God on this earth is better off for my having lived. And that's making me happy. And then you get up to the fourth level of happiness, which is faith. It's to live a life of transcendence and relationship with God and to surrender to Him as the best way that we can make a contribution to the world around us, to our families, our friends, the kingdom of God, etc. And of course, it will bring everything else into its proper place. So ego comparative advantage is going to, you know, it'll find its proper place if you have, you know, kind of faith and transcendence first, which is, you know, affecting the contributions that we make to the world and to the kingdom, which is affecting the way we kind of build ourselves up so we can achieve and have status enough to do something. And then finally, even the regulation of our material pleasures and material possessions. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a good Arturo Fuente cigar and a glass of wine. And of course, it's just too much of it, or defining your life in terms of it, that's bad. So the idea in today's gospel is, here you've got these apostles, and clearly they followed Christ. Clearly they're making a contribution. Clearly they want the kingdom of God in the way that they best understand. They've gotten to level four and level three. But here's the tricky thing about level four and level three life. Even though you've got the highest meaning and dignity of life, there's a little kind of what I call the comparison game, this little residue of level two. Who's achieving more? Who's achieving less? Who's got more status? Who's got less status? It comes, well, through the agency of the devil, I would say, and makes its appearance in level four, where it begins to say, I'm holier than you are, and I'm doing more good for the kingdom of God than you are. I won't say that out loud, but I may think it and feel very, very happy because of it. And the worst part about that is I'm doing more good for the kingdom than you. I'm holier than you are. I'm morally better than you are. The most insidious thing about it is it looks like it's level 4 and level 3, but it's not. It's level 2 gone mad. And it's finally, you know, you can tell when it's gotten out of control. I call it the level 2 comparison game, you know, applied to level 4 and level 3. And what winds up happening is you begin to wake up one morning and go, how could the Catholic Church possibly live without me? My sanctity is virtually guaranteed. Right then, you know there's a problem. And then, of course, we have to, as Christ did for his apostles, who's the greatest? Christ is going, who cares? You're working for the Lord. Do his will and cut out the fake comparison game. For all intents and purposes, you know, it's like that line from Cool Hand Luke. You know, he just, Luke, you know, we have a failure to communicate, right? We've got to, you know, get our life together. We have to, you know, make sure that we're on the same wavelength with the Lord and bring back level 4 and level 3 right back to its proper place. We're doing it because God wants us to do it, and we're doing it this way because he wants it this way. And we know that that's the way to salvation. We know that's the way to leave others to salvation. We know that that's the way to love, and indeed the way to unconditional love. And that makes all the difference. Amen.